2, Tevis Halvavus, Perek Hamishi, Shar HaKaniyah Perek Hamishi. Asher Lofane Sigul Midus HaKaniyah, the Ofanim of reaching, of being, of integrating, of acquiring the Midah of humbleness, of Kaniyah. The Darke HaKolosa Al HaOdom, we're on page Reish, Perek Hamishi and Shar HaKaniyah, the first shir in Perek Hamishi. The Darke HaKolosa Al HaOdom, how to reach it. So how do you reach Kaniyah? Like, what should you think about? Till now we talked about when you should activate it, when it should kick in, when you should use it, when you should summon it up. But now he's talking about how to reach it. Hasmodas means constant. Constant his bonanus, constant contemplation, bahafnoyas amachshava, and clearing your mind, b'shiva dvarim. There are seven contemplations, seven things. Now remember, the perspective of the Chavis Halvavus to Kaniyah is more of a, it's really between a person and Hashem. His picture of Kaniyah is a Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid picture, where you're feeling humble and small because of your relationship with Hashem. And Memela, it will affect. When that is in place, so that will memela affect how you feel and act and talk and your attitude towards other people. But the main focus of Kaniyah is Lagabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a person's always, you're omed lefnei Hashem. You're always, like, puny and helpless. So therefore, that's the pshat. It's not like I'll be people, these seven things. It's not even like I got to be people, you know. You think about this, so the other person's the same way. You know, so you still have that mila over him. Whatever mila you imagine you have, whatever superiority you imagine you have, you still have it. So he's talking how to feel humbled and not superior to others. It really is a sense of bittul. How to balance Kaniyah with a feeling of self-worth is tricky. That's really what he talked about in the first parak. And Adarama, his perspective solves it. That a person should have a healthy dose of self, what's called self-esteem. He should feel good about himself, should feel that he has to accomplish, that he can accomplish, that he wants to accomplish. But l'gabi Hashem, everything he has is on loan from Hashem. Everything he has is due to Hashem. He has nothing on his own. It's not his talents. It's not really him. So that'll create the perfect balance, hopefully. That's other Abba. He doesn't have that issue, or he's dealing with that issue. In his world of what Kaniyah is, it's beautiful. The blend, it's not like things are not at cross purposes with each other. You are what you are, and then Legabe Hashem, you're nothing. Anochi Solaz Velo Ish. You don't have to say what happens about all his self-esteem. Look, Abi Deibishter, it's anochi tolaz loish. You're nothing. You're bottle. How it spiegels up, in Yiddish you say, how it reflects itself, look, Abi, his fellow man, is al tachzik tov liatzmacha. You don't feel superior. You don't put him down. You're not condescending. You don't feel that he's on nothing compared to you, that he has to give you kavod, that all these things flow memela once you realize where you're really holding from an objective perspective in the view of things, which includes the Kaddish Baruch Hu in the picture. So these are the seven Shabbos. We'll be talking more about this blend, and how it relates to Shemitah and Har Sinai. We'll see. Matan Torah. But Chavis HaLovis is saying that there are seven things you should contemplate constantly in order to reach the Midas Kniya. I'm saying one more time, and these seven things are Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really. Ha'echad. Number one. And really, the first few things in the Chavis HaLovis is nothing more, so to speak, than an elaboration of what Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, "Mistakel b'shloisha dvarim v'yata boli de'avera." Day ma'ayim bosa. So the first thing is going to be ma'ayim bosa, and the third thing is going to lanat ha'olich is really number two and three. Lifnei mi'ata osad litendim v'cheshman Hakadosh Baruch Hu is really four and five. We'll see. It's like expanded versions. What the Tana says in one word, "Day ma'ayim bosa." He takes a whole paragraph to explain. But that's really what it is. Ha'echad, number one, is think about what the Talmud calls me'ayin basa, mitipas rucha. It does wonders for the gaiva if you realize that you're lucky to exist. Right? One teeny weeny thing had to hook up with another teeny weeny thing in a place of Ipush, in a place of, you know, not pleasant surroundings. He says, "Vereshiso min hazera v'hadom achre ipusham." It basically ends up being it decayed. It's organic matter that decayed. And the truth is, everything in the bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria where for any living organism to grow, virtually every. Virtually every living organism to come into being and to grow, it first breaks down into nothingness. It's nifsad, virtually everything. It breaks down into kemat nothingness. And then, so the Musar Haskel of that occurring in the Bria is this way you'll always acknowledge if you're aware of how things grow, of how things exist. So then you always have to acknowledge the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the thing really was nifsad legamri. It deteriorated. It broke down. It went into kimat nothingness. Right? Any seed, not any, but virtually any seed, or the zera certainly, achre ipusham, after the decayed, the sirchon rechom, it doesn't smell pretty. Lachakach nizon b'dam hanida, blood flow. I'm not even sure with the ovaries. They wash it into the ovaries. Or they bring it to the ovaries. It's like very dakusdika things going on, and it's all created by body fluids and body matter. It's not. You're not standing by a 100 story construction site where there's chosh of the things going on. It's nothing to be proud of, and how many things can go wrong, and in a klitas zera, the slightest like change of perfection, and it's totally nifsad. That's true about the ibur, about the creation, al korchachat notzar. Al Karcha Chatanola, that's true about the creation, the Yetzira, the Nisan that occurred, then it gets implanted. It's like anything goes wrong, and things don't work out at different stages. But it's going from the perspective of the person to realize you came from there. A person was in an automobile accident, Chas V'Shalom. Or a person's life was in danger, and he emerged unscathed. So, for a few days, or as long as he's lucky enough to remember what happened, he feels very humbled. He says, boy, when I think of what could have happened, and it's a humbling thought. You feel lucky to be alive, and all of a sudden time is more precious to you, and you don't feel like you own the world anymore. You realize you own nothing. Your life could have been snuffed out like this. So really, what the Chavis HaLobos is saying is that you don't need a car accident to think about this. Our very creation is so miraculous, and so many things have to work perfectly, and there's so many points in time when the slightest and you wouldn't exist. So think about that. And it's all sirchel and decay and garbage. And then what happens? So you made it to the first round. You're born. It's really the second round. You made it through the months, the miracle happened, and you made it through the months of Ibur. Everything went Kishura, which is an amazing miracle in itself. But we refer to it in Asher Yatzar. You look in Shulchan Aruch, how the baby grows and gets Nizoin. And then the kid's born. Mazel Tov, Baruch Hashem. You can't imagine, except in old age, which we'll get to in a second, a more puny, helpless human being than a baby that's born. It's like, I just had one in my house for a full day. It doesn't know it exists. It can't express that it's hungry, or that it's tired, or that something hurts it. It doesn't. It cries, you know, stop crying. It's so helpless. Imagine, and really, Hashem wants you, in Shaar HaBitachon, the Chavis wants every human being to think of himself or herself like that baby the day it's born. You ever see? You know, it's hard to imagine a more helpless entity, just totally helpless. If people wouldn't have Rachmanis on it, the mother mostly, sometimes the father, not this father, but nowadays the father too, if they wouldn't have Rachmanis on it, and diaper it, and feed it, and clean it, and nurture it, and cover it when it's warm, and take care of it when it's cold, and it can't do anything itself. It doesn't even know it exists. So it has to get through that matzav. Refei hagufo ha'ivarim, weak, puny. You could crush it. It's like nothing. Okay, and then it grows up. But so that's humbling, because if you again you say, well, why is that humbling? Everybody goes through that. We're talking about Hashem, and if anybody's been paralyzed, Rachmana Litzlan, shouldn't know from it. But anybody that's just for 1 week laid up in bed and can't walk realizes what I'm talking about and appreciates what Chavis HaLobos would say, you know, you're helpless. It's humbling. You talk differently to all the people that last week you were talking condescendingly to. All of a sudden you're like, when you realize, oh my goodness, like, you know, you were paralyzed for 2 days and you couldn't move your arm, that's all. Well, you couldn't move your arm. So, like, it knocks the guy who ran out of you. Because you realize, Moenosh, Kibamen Nechshaku, you just had the Pasuk of Mishnah Berurah. Men Nechshaku, what's a person already? Nothing. It's a joke. So then you grow up, he says, okay, then he can take care of himself, he can feed himself, he can wash himself, take care of himself, Baruch Hashem, he finally gets to that spot, to that point in time, Ad Sheyagi L'Sigidulo, he's reached the ultimate, the peak, then he starts getting old. He reached the peak, and then, till he has the Filipinos driving him around, right? And you're at their mercy, you're at the mercy of some Filipino Goya. And if you're thirsty, she has to bring you a drink of water. Or the orderly in the nursing home. Right? So first your teeth fall out. Then the hearing starts going. Take it from me. and then you need better glasses, and then all of a sudden you can't walk so well, and you can't run so well, and you can't hear so well, and your bathroom, your toilet, it doesn't work so well. Next thing you know, you're in a nursing home, right? And they're wheeling you around, and you have to remember which pill to take on that day. So the whole person, you know, and then till he's a baby again. And then sometimes you have to diaper, right? They have adult diapers. So how many years are there where you can, like, he gets old. At close yomov. You know, you wheeled around. You start off in a stroller, you end up in a wheelchair. You know, same thing, wheeling you around. Can't take care of yourself. V'amar echad ha-chacham b'inyan hazeh, tomei ani al mishim z'galgal b'ta'olos ha-shesen pa'amayim, someone who has had to swim, that's the imagery, someone who had a, he means the creation of the uber and the birth of the uber. So you're in muddied waters. Someone who went through the place of this, eich yizgoya, the yisnase b'romamuso. It's kind of hard to be overbearing, gaivadik, when, you know, I was once reading in a book, I think, someone is intimidating you, being very pompous. So just imagine them, like you should imagine them going to the bathroom, something like that. Imagine them getting dressed in the morning. You know, you'll lose you're being frightened of them. You know, it'll hit you that they're just people, like you're a person, same nothings. You'll lose your fright very quickly. Thinking about the puniness and the helplessness, and you have to come on to parents primarily, and primarily Hashem, of course, but you know, but in your experience, my parents wouldn't have taken care of me. Not you would have had a skip lunch one day. You would have been a little hungry. You'd be covered in garbage. Lufika Chamer Achosid, David HaMelech speaks out and tells him, Hashem, Mo Adon Vatei Do'eyu, Ben Anosh Vatachashveil. What is a person? Omar Odom Yeludisha, Kitzar Yomim, Usvar Rogez. He's constantly angering Hashem. And he's gone from the scene. Omar Vanochi Tolaz Loish, Omar Avki Enosh Rimo, Vanodom Tolaya. But it's funny, the Chazal Vav is a funny saying. So you learn this, like depressing. But you learn Shah HaBechina. You learn Shah HaBechina, where the Chazal Vav wants you to contemplate this and the whole universe. And how you can't breathe on your own. And you can't, all the things that go on beneath the surface. And he wants these thoughts. It's Eiskehalten. But you know, like, look what the Chazal Vav wants you to do. He wants you to think these thoughts and become deliriously happy. Say, thank you, Hashem. I can't believe what you did for me. Like, it's unbelievable. Right? And you delve into something, you know, and you study it, and you say, wow, I'm lucky to be here today. Like, the odds of my being here today are so small. And yet here I am. And you should be so thankful and happy and Hallel-oriented. That's one way of looking at these things. You know, and the Chazal says, but is this perspective also? It's also an antidote to Gaiva. You were nothing, were you? All of a sudden you're a cracker. The Filipinos are driving around more crackers than... So think about that. Or as they say, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Vahasheni, number two. Kashi Yaharer Bikshi Mashu Oluli Pogabo Bolomazet, Mimina Hanasoyan. Plain and posh, so many things can happen to a person. The world is full of difficulties. The world is not smooth. The world is at best, you know, jagged. It's full of sorrows, it's full of sicknesses. And Kesher Yahar, if he thinks about that a little, just like make a mental list of, you know, 20 people who are undergoing rough times. It's there's a lot of difficulties in the world. The people who get around know that it's a lot of tzars. So think about that though, and how easy it is for you to be nifga by what goes on in the world, you know. You can't be oblivious to it. Everybody's affected by it. Whether it's barov, maybe not an asayim, it's an asayim for a person. Because you want to see how you'll handle this. So sometimes it's barov, sometimes it's pitzama. Maybe we don't experience that too much. Although tzama might be a problem, you're on a trip, it breaks down, it can be tzama. Uvachom, uvachor, uvachlos, uvachoros, uvachigas. Ashahim le manucha mehem kim bamavis. You can never rest, you can never rest. It's a never-ending battle, and you have to really battle. You're battling your whole osid. Shekasha yitor ha-narbon is called zeh. When you imagine it, visualize it, internalize it. He is born in al-chushasa, and like, what do you want from me? Like, I can't do anything. Shein lo eitzah, but me yitches, I lo me'al atmo. He doesn't know what to do. He's a victim of circumstance. Yaker asurus mamodu shu ka'asur balum hazeh hu kach be'emes. Very cute. He says he should imagine, what? He should think about his chulsha, and he should imagine like he's like a prisoner in this world who's at the mercy of his captor, you know, whatever they give him. He says, wait a second, you're not ka'asir. Hu kach be'emes. He is an asir. He's at the mercy. The mercy. And he'll be as humbled as like that helpless person in the pit, the dungeon, you know, and he has his melech. He orders him to be fed. He takes care of him. All is lost. There's a black hole there. Leave it so no don't have a cat. He knows he has someone. Kamoshamar tolu fonecha and kas asir, the crying out of an asir. V'amar atziyam imazger nafshi. Lo des hashemecha. So the imagery is that the person's in jail and is helpless and hopeless unless someone takes pity on him and gives him something. Okay, stop here.